construction cost of planned green bridges. The council has axed the shade cover over the Victoria Bridge and $5 million and indefinitely delayed its two Toowong to West End green bridges. The budget for the council's ward offices will also be reduced by 10%, along with travel, advertising, and the usage of professional consultants.
In more local news, a Brisbane university has granted extension for Indigenous students who may be affected by the voice debate. In order to help Indigenous students deal with the emotional fallout from the voice referendum, a university has automatically extended their deadlines for assignment. Professor Carlon Evans, Vice Chancellor and President of Griffith University in Southeast Queensland, wrote to its 55,000 students last Thursday in an email titled Responding to National and International Events.
In national news, Uber warning of 85% meal delivery hikes under Labour's new laws shows gig workers are underpaid. According to experts, Uber's warnings that Australians may spend up to 85% more for a meal to be delivered if gig economy workers are classified as employees under planned workplace regulations is an acknowledgement that delivery riders are being appallingly underpaid. Uber supports the Fair Work Commission in setting minimum standards, but in its submission to a Senate inquiry into the legislation, it made the claim about price increases to highlight what it called significant concerns about comparing the pay and conditions of traditional employees when setting the standards for gig workers.
In more national news, in Mildura of Northern Victoria, a man fought with a kangaroo to rescue his dog. A viral internet video shows the kangaroo holding his pet dog in a river and almost drowning it. He tried to scare the kangaroo off in order to have his dog released, but failed. The former policeman then confronted the 2-meter-tall kangaroo with a swing and faced attack from the kangaroo but eventually saved his pet.
In international news, popular animated TV show Rick and Morty has returned for season 7 with new voice actors. The new season came after fans were concerned about the departure of Justin Roiland, the voice behind both the main character Rick and Morty and a co-creator of the show. The new Rick is Ian Cardoni, while Morty is voiced by Harry Belden, who are described by The Hollywood Reporter as two young unknown voice actors.
For your weather today, it is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27 degrees. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Heya folks, we have some coarse language coming up. If you have tender ears in the car, you may want to change the channel.